We love our sugary success stories, the sweet and gripping fantasies we hope might someday happen to us. Mailroom clerk becomes company CEO. Out-of-luck waitress wins huge lottery. Overlooked teen becomes Hollywood megastar. We quietly insert our names to secretly imagine the powerful, wealthy, famous life we wish was ours. We live vicariously their stories of success. But when a loving God reached down to change our fates, he didn't promise the penthouse office, a large portfolio, or millions of adoring fans. God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. The Lord of whom the Bible says he existed before anything else and he holds all creation together entered our story as the weakest of the weak, without status, without wealth, without popularity. And his success, stunning, cosmic, eternal, caused him to die vicariously for us, in place of us, to heal our brokenness and pride. Since we believe that Christ died for all, we also believe that we have all died to our old life. He died for everyone, so that those who receive his new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ, who died and was raised for them. Grace revels in a victory we didn't win and celebrates a future only God could give us. And it's no fantasy. So stay in grace.